Yesterday, the Hawaii Supreme Court, as part of the Courts in the Community program, heard a case that brings to the fore some of the key issues surrounding marriage equality. Should the parental rights and obligations of same-sex and heterosexual couples be the same? The circumstances of the case are these. A lesbian couple agreed to have a child conceived through assisted reproduction. When the marriage fell apart, the non-birth mother claimed she was not responsible for child support, having no biological relationship to the child. Lambda Legal argues otherwise, and we spoke with its senior attorney, Peter Wren, just after yesterday's hearing.
It's essentially a case involving the rights and responsibilities of same-sex married parents. Mm-hmm. And the question before the court today was, essentially, can a same-sex couple who is married both be the legal parents to the child that they agreed to have? Mm-hmm. And we think the answer to that question is yes. So that's sort of, in a nutshell, the legal question before the court. The case itself involves a married lesbian couple who decided to have a child together through donor insemination during their marriage, and then they subsequently broke up. Mm-hmm. And so the question is whether or not the birth mother's spouse is presumed to be a legal parent to that child, even though she doesn't have a biological connection to that child. Mm-hmm. And so we argued today to the Supreme Court that the marital presumption of parentage applies fully to same-sex spouses. So just as in the case of a heterosexual married couple, if a woman gives birth, her husband is presumed to be the legal father. And we think that rule should apply equally to same-sex spouses.
What was the other woman's argument?
So we represent the biological mother in this case, who we refer to as Dee Dee in the court argument. Mm-hmm. The non-biological mother is Cece. And Cece's argument was that you essentially have to have a biological connection with a child in order to be deemed a legal parent under the Hawaii Uniform Parentage Act. And we argued that legal parentage does not reduce to a matter of biology. And we know that in the context of donor insemination. So let's say we have a heterosexual married couple, and the husband's wife becomes pregnant through donor insemination. Even though the husband is not legally related to the child, the law presumes that he is a legal father. And so we're just asking the court to recognize that same principle applies to same-sex couples. We absolutely think that with equal rights come equal responsibilities. So much of the movement for equality has been about treating same-sex couples equally as different-sex couples. And that's true not just for the rights, but it's also true for the responsibilities. So if someone makes the decision to become a parent, then they get all of the rights of parentage, but they also get all the responsibilities of parentage. And the law doesn't let you just shirk the legal consequences of your actions. So in this case, even though the non-biological mother ultimately decided that she didn't want to be a part of the child's life, she made the choice with the birth mother to have the child in the first place. And that means she's also responsible for child support.
Was the non-biological mother part of her argument that being a lesbian created a special circumstance of different than if she were a male?
Absolutely. So the non-biological mother's argument was that there essentially is no situation really in which a same-sex couple can both be the parents to their child because they can't both be genetically the parents to that child. Mm-hmm. And so they were, we think, creating basically a special and different rule than the one we normally use for heterosexual couples. And that's really unfair to the children that are conceived as a result. You know, a child who has same-sex parents should have all of the same rights and protections that we extend to children who have different sex parents.
Are you finding in your work with Lambda Legal Defense that more cases like this are emerging?
I think we have always seen that for every piece of progress that we make, there are always attempts to try to roll that back. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, some of it does originate sort of within our own community. So this is, in some sense, not a new fight that we're having. There have been a number of cases where typically it's the biological mother who tries to use biology against a non-biological mother to say, when they break up, you're not a parent. You don't have any rights to custody or to visitation. Mm-hmm. Here it's a slight twist on that sort of old dispute where it's actually the non-biological mother who's trying to use biology as a shield against the responsibilities of child support. So you can use biology either as a sword or as a shield. The bottom line is it's not right. It's not how families are formed. It's not the basis for love and commitment. And that's really the principle that we hope that the court affirms in ruling for our client.
And this is a decision that is pending in the Supreme Court. And you've argued before them today, this morning. I'm wondering what kind of questions, you could sometimes get an indication from the court by what kind of questions the justices ask you. What did they want to know?
I think the Supreme Court justices were very interested to know of the other side why it was that the marital presumption of parentage shouldn't apply equally to same-sex spouses. And they were particularly focused on a U.S. Supreme Court case that came out earlier this year. So in that case, the Supreme Court reversed Arkansas's refusal to list both same-sex spouses on a child's birth certificate. And they wanted to know, how is this case different from that? And our argument has been, it's really not different at all. The bottom line is that if a state presumes that a married couple are both the parents to the child, that principle has to extend equally to same-sex couples. So I think they seem to understand that argument, and we're cautiously optimistic that they'll ultimately adopt it in their final ruling.
It sounds as if a lot of the weight of the law is based on the welfare of the child, as in guaranteeing that no matter what happens to the parental relationship, the child will have support, at least financial support, from two parents no matter what.
That's absolutely a major thrust of the law. And, again, we're only asking for the same rules to be applied for same-sex couples as are applied to different-sex couples. So we definitely don't want a situation where, regardless of whether it's a heterosexual couple or a same-sex couple, that one parent can just walk away from their commitments. So if a parent has agreed to have a child through donor insemination, then they should have to bear the legal consequences of those choices that they made. And it's not fair to the child that just because a marriage or relationship subsequently deteriorated, that they don't have the support of two parents.
Prior to legalizing same-sex marriage, the parent in this case could have walked away without consequences.
I think that was often a litigated issue, but certainly one of the main harms of not having marriage is that there wasn't sort of a set of rules that reliably could protect the child in that situation. Would the non-biological parent have a right to still see that child, to visit that child? Those were hard issues, and courts, sometimes found ways to still reach the right result at the end of the day. But having marriage equality certainly makes it easier, more predictable in terms of how those disputes are resolved.
But prior to marriage equality, it seems to me, from the circumstances you described, that it would have been easier for a parent who didn't want further involvement with the child to walk away.
I think that's fair. And likewise, even if they wanted to be a part of the child's life after a breakup, the biological parent could often use the absence of a biological relationship as a weapon against that other parent. And that wasn't fair, and it wasn't in the best interest of the child. So I do think that marriage equality, a major benefit of it, is that it helps the welfare of children. And the principle that we're asking the court to recognize is that you get both the rights and the responsibilities. You can't just pick the one you like and leave the rest behind.
You're really kind of entering into a new legal arena post same-sex marriage, it would seem.
I think some of these issues have come up before, but we're seeing them for the first time materialize in the context of same-sex couples. But I think a reliable principle that courts have really stuck to is that you bear the consequences of your actions, And here, the family court below found that this was a joint decision by the couple to have a child. And so it's perfectly fair that both of them are deemed the legal parents at the end of the day.
Peter Wren is Lambda Legal's senior attorney. The case of CC versus DD was heard yesterday at the Castle Performing Arts Center as part of the Courts in the Community program, the Hawaii Supreme Court's educational program that gives high school students hands-on experience in the way the Hawaii judicial system works.